that this onto.
If he is, he ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman either.
Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is, I don't know, and I don't really care, someday in December. The 16th of December. Let's see, what's going on today? Well, I decided I had had enough at work today and this week, so I, after 9 hours today, I said, going home if that's all right with everybody, and that's what I did. So I went ahead and went home. So I'm on my way home, just about to the Platte River. I really wish this was a stereo mic. I really wish that I knew how to do this. So, you know, I had a preamp or something, and then I could do stereo recordings. I really wish I had that figured out. I don't know why this always sounds so high and tinny. in fact, I didn't even check my last cast to see if it sounded worth anything. I'll tell you what, it's really odd. It's really, really odd today that I'm going home and there's still some daylight. I mean, the sun is down now, but there's still enough light that you can see things. And it's been, almost 3 months now, and going home during the daylight hours, and it's, jeez, they've got one road already tore up here. Let's see, it wasn't too long ago, I think it was Monday, they opened up the new bridge across Platte River, the westbound, no wonder why it's so narrow, across the westbound, I think it's westbound, yeah, westbound, they have the westbound lanes open across the new bridge, and I just realized they have barricades going, they only have half of that bridge open. It looks like it's a four-laner. Boy, most of the westbound lane, the old road is being, it's gone. They're taking it up. Let's see, when was that? Sunday they moved that? Yeah, most of it's gone here. It's like they've been working on breaking that up, so that's neat. There was a clip I'm sure I'll have to take out eventually. Boy, I really wish I could get a better sound. If I talk right into the microphone, it's a lot better and clearer, and I don't think you get as much noise. I don't know how to compress this. I wonder if there's a way to compress it with the effects. I don't think there is. Hmm. 3 minutes, 50-some-odd seconds. We're into this. You know what I ought to do is is put my intro onto this little device, so then I can just dump the whole thing out as a WAV file, and then I don't have to do a bunch of editing. But I ain't got time for that. Actually, I'm going to try and get some Christmas shopping done. It's going to be god-awful nice to be home a few hours earlier today. 3 hours earlier. I actually left a little bit later than I wanted to. I wanted to leave at 4, and I forgot I didn't do my daily thing, one of my daily things, so I had to do that on my way out, hang some posters and things like that. So that's what I did. It took me a few minutes longer, and that's that. So what else? I don't know if I probably have been talking about the union and strike and all the happy crap that's been going on with that. Ran into my boss. He's going back east somewhere. I think he said Pittsburgh. They have been meeting in Cincinnati, I guess, but they're meeting in Pittsburgh on Monday. They're going to resume some talks, the union and the company. I told him, please bring back some good news. We need some good news. It's crazy what we're doing. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. It's really, really odd to be out here during the daylight. I'm gonna have like post-traumatic stress syndrome or something after this is all said and done, because I won't know what to do with myself not working so many goddamn hours. I won't know what to do. I had to fill her up with gas. I don't know what happened there. I got about 310 miles or something on this tank of gas. I think I actually went a half a leg longer than I normally do. I don't remember when I bought gas last. It must have been... See, today's Saturday. Friday would be one trip. Thursday would be another trip. I must have gassed up on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then half a Saturday. So, at whatever it is, 91 miles or 95 miles a trip. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't want to. Today I was doing some inventory, and I was trying to count. I can't even count and do simple multiplication. It's crazy. One of the things that I have been working on, you know, one of the things I really wish I could be or do, I really wish I could be a web developer. I really wish I could be one of those people that come up with the really neat web tools or web applications that really take off. One of the things I figured out this, well, let's see, when I think it was last week, I worked on it and refined it a little bit, and it actually works pretty darn good. I figured out how to use PHP to resize JPEG files to create thumbnails. Something I've always wanted to learn how to do, and I did it. So if you want to see some of that work, you can go to chris200.com/ webcam. I created thumbnails for all my webcam photos. And, let's see, a few days ago, I think it was last weekend maybe. Holy shit, I'm gonna get hit in the ass here. People are going way too fast. One computer was acting up and I wasn't sure if it was a monitor or if it was a graphics card on this one computer. So I disconnected the computer and I hooked it up to the other monitor and it seemed to be working fine. So what I did was I put it back, and it, over time the monitor actually got better. It was like all fuzzy. It looked like you were drunk actually trying to use the monitor. Well, when I hooked it back up, I forgot to hook up the webcam. And I was dinking around with the TV tuner card I have in there. And for whatever reason, the computer got rebooted and it's called DoorGem to capture snapshots on the webcam. Well, it got switched over to capture the stream off of the TV tuner card, and it's basically channel 4. I don't know how to automatically set it up so that it picks a different channel, but it picks up channel 4, and I get it's like an international channel, so I get all these Asian and Bulgarian and Albanian television programs. Little snapshots. I flipped it over to CNN or Fox News or something, so I got some pictures there. So if you go to chris200.com/webcam, you can see all of the different thumbnails, and if you click on the thumbnail, you can actually see the picture. One of the things I had set up on that page before was it would just show you all the pictures that were in that directory, but now it actually shows you all of the thumbnails that are, it shows you thumbnails of those pictures. It actually creates the thumbnails too if they need to be created. One of the things I found out is it likes to do a certain amount at a time, so what I do is I take with the script, I test to see if that file had been made into a thumbnail, if there's a thumbnail for that file, and if there isn't, I don't create one. I just move on to the next one and check that one. If it has not had a thumbnail made for it, it'll go ahead and make a thumbnail. And that way, reloading that page, you know, several times will create all the necessary thumbnails for that. So what I do need to do is figure it out how they create thumbnails for parts of pictures. I haven't quite figured out how to do that. I know there's a way, you know, I've seen it on the web before where they may take a section out of the center of the picture or something like that. That's the thumbnail. You might like it part of somebody's face, and then when you open it up, it'll show you the actual picture when you click the thumbnail. So anyway, I figured out a way to make thumbnails just about any size you want. It'll upscale them too if you want to do that. I tried that out and it cranked away, and I don't know, made a 4 megabyte file or something for a, come on Jeep, a 4 megabyte file for a small picture. So, and I'm also working on creating I'm going to use the same script. I do have some photos out there. Try and back up all my photos online. And I've got a script out there that will, what I have presently is just like a listing of all of the files in a directory, and you can click on those and look at the photos. And then now what I've been working on is the same sort of thing that I did at the webcam, and it'll basically create a bunch of thumbnails for that directory and post them up, and then you can look at them and see which ones you want. So we'll have to see how that goes. Should say if I can. I wonder if I could do that. Yeah, I bet you I could. I bet you I could do that with my. Create a small web server, or, you know, start a little web server on my. On my monster machine and create a way of going through the photos that way. Same way I did on the web, on the web server. A little bit of Barry Aquafina there. One of the other things I want to do, and I don't really have a purpose of doing it, but I just want to do it just for proof of concept and just, you know, just do it because I want to say that I've done it, is create a request page for like a radio station. If, you know, there's the Shoutcast server or Shoutcast plugins that you can use for Winamp, and it'll basically just play a playlist, but I want to be able to request things. I don't know why I can't I can't listen to it from work, but maybe some other people could. It's been a while since I've turned on the old web stream. And I got a powerful computer that'll do it. I mean, it won't crash or lock up on me now, so then I've got a decent cable modem now that doesn't crash out on me, so maybe I'll have to see if I can get that to work. What it does is it creates another web server, which is kind of a trick, or you use a plugin that acts as another web server. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to pull data from two different web servers. I suppose it's just a matter of pulling it from the right address, or, you know, IP address. So we'll have to see if I can get that to work. Tell you what, I've got a few more minutes before I get home. I am going to go ahead and shut this off. Been listening to a lot of Holy Radio podcasts. I'm so glad that they're back. And I just want to take a moment to say thanks to Jim and Esther, and check out their My Chingo link. I've added a My Chingo link onto my page. Now that they do let you do a certain amount of recordings for free, or a certain length of recordings for free, hey, go check it out. All you need is a microphone and plug it into your, I wonder if I got a flask. Plug it into your computer and give me a shout. I'm going to go. I got to see what's going on here. Why am I driving like an idiot here? I'll talk to you later.